This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas State Parks have seen a major uptick in visitors this year, thanks in part to the COVID-19 pandemic. This month, though, the Parks Department scaled back some operations as virus cases surged across Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
2020 was a record year for Arkansas State Parks, which saw more than 6.3 million visitors from March 23rd to December 6th, according to numbers from the state's Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism. Meg Matthews, Deputy Chief of Communications for the department, says restrictions and closures in response to the COVID-19 pandemic have visitors turning their attention outdoors.
It's difficult to track, but if we go by our reservations and usage and something like our campsites, those numbers have just skyrocketed. It's amazing if you compare this year to last year. Even with the colder weather, although a lot of people like to camp when it's a little colder outside, you know, this year it's even more.
Parks across the state have managed to stay open in some capacity throughout the pandemic, but in response to the latest spike in COVID-19 cases, the Parks Department has had to limit some operations to help prevent the spread of the virus.
During the recent surge in COVID-19 cases, we're making several changes to Arkansas State Parks. For instance, visitor information centers, museums, restaurants, and two marinas will see a reduction of operating hours and staffing.
Information centers and museums will now only be open 5 days a week during their busiest days, while restaurants will have reduced seating and offer to-go meals. Matthews says trails remain open every day, and contactless check-in for cabins and camping that have been in place for months will continue.
We have a lot of beautiful campsites that are available. It's easy to book online. Go to ArkansasStateParks.com, and you can book a campsite, and you can check in without having any contact with any staff, but we'll know you're there, and we'll be there if you need us.
Matthews also says the new restrictions are a financial calculation for Arkansas State Parks.
With the decrease in income coming in because of not as many people buying things at state parks or going to our restaurants, then we need to adjust our budget accordingly. And this is how we can do it and still allow the public to enjoy our Arkansas State Parks.
The reduced hours and operations are expected to last through February of 2021. After that, Matthew says the department will reevaluate its plans.
Since things change over the course of weeks, we decided that we would give it, you know, several weeks to see how it's working. And then if we are able to, then maybe open up our restaurants a little bit more or keep our visitor information centers open more than 5 days a week. But it's just one of those wait and see kind of situations.
In the meantime, though, park visitors aren't slowing down. So before you hit the trails over the holidays, Matthew says you can stay safe and enjoy the parks, just watch out for overcrowding.
So if you have made a tradition perhaps of hiking on one of the more popular trails during Christmas time, during the holiday season, and when you get there, it's really crowded, what I highly recommend is use this as a time to, you know, kind of stretch your boundaries a little bit and hike another trail. We know that our visitors are really good at assessing situations and doing the right thing. And so, you know, we give everybody the benefit of the doubt that they'll do that.
You can find information and operating hours for specific parks online at ArkansasStateParks.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.